earlier class, I had mentioned that we shouldn't reduce people to their group identity. See everyone as individuals. But don't we need to see group identity also? Say somebody is following a particular organization. We are following a particular spiritual path. Others are following a different path. So there has to be some amount of differentiation. How can we just not look at the group identity at all? No, my point was not to not that we shouldn't look at group identity at all. My point was we shouldn't reduce people to group identity. That group identity is definitely a marker of a person's overall identity. So say, if somebody says, I won't look at group identity at all. If I start talking with a six-month-old baby, like they are a 25-year-old adult, I can't. So group identity, okay, this is a baby. If I am talking with a particular person from a particular country, I'll have to speak in a language that is appropriate for them. So group identity is definitely a characteristic we have to keep in mind. And when we are following a particular path, naturally, every bond brings a boundary with it. Every bond brings a boundary with it. Say, before people are married, they might just freely mix with many other people. But if they get married, that bond comes, but that bond brings a boundary with it. So similarly, when we follow a spiritual path, it's a bond. We're trying to bond with Krishna, and we're trying to bond with Krishna by following a particular process. So when the bond comes, along with the bond, boundary will also come. And the boundary needs to be respected. It needs to be understood, it needs to be respected. So if somebody is worshipping Krishna or worshipping God in some other path, then we respect them for their path. But at the same time, we have to understand that there are some differences. And the recognizing those differences is important for being able to properly follow our path. It's just like, say, if a student is studying in Oxford, and there is another university in England which is very famous, which is the other one,
Cambridge.
So now in Cambridge, something is being taught in some other way. Now, if the student wants to get a degree from Oxford, that student has to commit to studying according to the Oxford pattern of study. And that's how the student get promoted and get degree. So if there's a different way of teaching in Cambridge, we respect that. But you can't mix the two. If you want a degree from Oxford, you have to follow Oxford. If you want to follow that process, then go to Cambridge. So that bond with Oxford will bring a boundary of Oxford. Similarly, when we follow a particular path, there will be a boundary that will come with it. And that boundary has to be respected. At the same time, say, I was then gone to Oxford, so there was one, they have their guide who was taking us around, and she said, you know, sometimes terrible things happen in Oxford also. People from Cambridge come here. Maybe she was joking, but she spoke it very seriously. So they have that rivalry going on over there from a long time. So now, so if people in Oxford have a stereotype of how people in Cambridge are, now maybe they are high, they are arrogant or whatever. Now, it could be that some people over there are like that, but it's not that everyone there is like that. So we don't have to reduce every person to that identity. So if somebody is doing things in a particular way, then we have to observe them, and if that person is arrogant, okay, they are arrogant. That's how they are. But we don't have to presume, or not even presume, I would say presumption is possible, but reduction. That means we don't let the person present themselves as an individual at all. Oh, you are from there, that means you must be like this, and we reject them. That's what we should not do. But certain amount of categorization and distinction is essential for functioning in life. Without that, we can't function at all on a practical basis. Okay? Thank you. Thank you for the question. Any other